High school students from Richardson ISD got to rub shoulders with some music industry insiders. Some of them have won Grammys or worked with Grammy winners. The professionals were in North Texas for Career Day, an event organized by the Grammy Museum. Even successful musicians like Sean Martin have to do the most routine of routines when they practice their music. Martin is one of the members of the Grammy Award-winning Snarky Puppy. The jazz funk pop collective has North Texas roots. Martin led a session about the creative process. Part of that process, Martin said, means practicing scales.
Now, it drives my wife crazy. I guarantee you that, because I'm playing like all my scales. I play them slow, quarters, eighths, triplets, sixteenths, you know, it drives her crazy, but I think that for me as a piano player, I have to get back to that fundamental thing.
Fellow band member Mark Lettieri told students they should always have a way to document an idea that comes to them, like write it down or record it on their phone.
The worst thing is like you get an idea somehow in your head on the elevator somewhere, and then by the time you get to the bottom of the elevator, the idea is gone or something, you know? I guess you could be that weird dude that's like singing into his iPhone in the middle of the elevator, but it's okay. Just be like, I'm a composer. And they'll be like, oh, yes, sir, sorry, of course. Do compose, please. This might be the next Mozart that we are in the elevator with.
Students also attended sessions on production, technology, and the business side of the music industry. Katie Gray is a senior at Lake Highlands High School.
They were talking about their real life experiences in really practical ways that we can follow in their footsteps, kind of, and it was cool that they could just talk and play their instruments at the same time, because they're so talented.
Kelvin Jaroga is also a senior and drum major at Lake Highlands.
Most people don't know about music therapy, and like something like that could be like, oh, I really want to help people through music. That's something really cool that you can do with music, and some people just didn't know about that.
Yeah.
The high schoolers may not all become Grammy winners, but the kids say they're inspired to take back the lessons they learned to their high school bands and orchestras and make them a little bit better. Stella Chavez, KERA News.